Rabotai, we're continuing our study of the Tikkun HaKlali. As of today, we studied the first eight chapters. Tikkun HaKlali, of course, is a great tikkun that's very easy to accomplish by reciting the 10 chapters that were revealed to us, and then having a little kavana as well. But of course, the most important thing is to know the words. Before we get into the esoteric kavanot, you need the pirush hamilim. So it brings us to chapter Kuf Lamed Zayin. We have our Tehillim books here on the table. It's on page 1206. Al Naharot Babel. Sham Yashavnu Gambachinu. Bezochrenu Etzion. So that she says that this chapter was talking about when we left Israel at the time of the Galut. She Aradnu Lagola. So he says, Nebuchadnezzar asked the Jewish people to sing, just like they sang at the times of the temple, on the Dukhan. So, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu, this is over there. They cried, Bezochrenu Etzion, when we remembered Tzion. Says they would sit by the waters of Babel. Seems they used to go there for introspection, you know, at Bodidut. They went out to the waters, and they would sit there and they would contemplate the destruction of what we lost. The Malbim says that this chapter was written, you know, the first year that Kodesh conquered Babel. He says, we weren't crying because of the physical loss of the Beit HaMikdash and the wealth and whatever else we lost. But Anarot Babel Sham Yashavnu Ritzomar Shab Yashavnu Yishivat Keva V'aya Lanu Gam Sham Nahalat Sadeh Bakarim. Aha. So he's saying that we had it good in Babel. The Mabim says, Al Narot Babel. We were sitting by the waters, it was fertile land. Sham Yashavnu. But even though Sham Yashavnu, Gam Bachinu. The fact that we had fertile land and grapes and all the good stuff didn't concern us. We remember Kiddushat Zion, where the Beit HaMikdash was. So we cried for the spiritual loss. That's a nice interpretation. Al Narot Babel means even though we were by Narot Babel, which was, you know, a place that was good for Parnassah, Sham over there, we didn't think about the Parnassah. Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu, we cried. And what did we cry about? Bezochrenu with Zion, and we remembered Zion, the Beit HaMikdash. Al Aravim Betocha Talinu Kinorotenu. Arabim is the willows. Arbenachal, she says. So we took our kinor. What's a kinor? The harp. And we didn't want to play the harp. So we hung it up. The Malbim says, "Agam Shayan Bavel kol ha'ta'anugim." We had all the pleasures in Babel. However, talinu kinorotenu, we didn't want to enjoy. He says that itself was troubling to us. The fact that Eretz Yisrael was in mourning and Babel is flourishing. So therefore, how were we able to enjoy ourselves? So that's another way he learns it. Al Aravim Betocha, meaning on the Arevut, on the sweetness that was in Babel. Babel had good things. Gashmut was good in Babel. Aravim Betocha. But even though it was sweet, even though it was arevim, it was arev, talinu kinuroten, we hung up our instruments. We don't want to be happy. Why? Because we said adrabba. That makes us more upset. The fact that Bavel is flourishing when Eretz Yisrael is in mourning. It's also a beautiful interpretation. It's a novel interpretation. Al aravim means on the sweetness shebetucha, on the enjoyment shebetucha. That's why we were upset. Kisham she'elunu shovenu devre shir v'tolalenu simha shiru ladonai mishir siyon. So that she says, mazet tolalenu simha, mazet the word tolalenu, minekli zemer. It's the names of instruments. Al shem shem tolin otam. I guess they hang them up. Okay, so what did it say? Kisham over there in Galut, she'elunu shovenu, our captives asked us, devreshir, to sing songs. Tolenu simhan, they got the instruments. Shiru l'adonai mishir Sion, they said, sing one of the old songs of Sion. Sing one of those old, Levite songs that they sang at the time of the Beit HaMikdash. The enemies wanted to hear that music. So he says, the Malbim, Shayam and Hagbi Mekedim Neshurit Shirim B'Sipur Sheva Ha'ares. They used to sing songs like nationalistic songs. You know, every country has a song and they talk about their qualities. In America, they sing the Star Spangled Banner. It talks about the home of the brave. And the red, white, and blue, what it represents. The bombs bursting in the air. All the important things. And the points of the flag. So each country has their song, a nationalistic song that talks about their properties. כמו שהיינו נגידים נשיר שירים משבע ירושלים. Aha. And we had songs that praised Jerusalem. ושאלנו על עסקי השיר הזה. Our enemies would say, sing those songs, sing those nationalistic Jerusalem songs that used to sing, the folk songs. ותוללנו. שאלונו דברי שמחה והיה שאלתם, שירו לדוואי משיר סיון. Sing those songs that used to sing for Sion. Sayyid Rabim learns it beautiful. Shiru lanu. All those songs for Jerusalem, now sing for Babel. Shiru lanu. Switch Jerusalem for Babel. Instead of singing those songs for Jerusalem, now you should have to, put all those songs away and put the new songs in. What's the new songs? Babylonian folklore. Babylonian nationalistic songs. You understand what they were saying? Shiru lanu. Now sing the songs for us. You're not in Israel anymore. Forget about those songs. Hey, it is about halav. Oh, that's Israel's song. Now sing a Babylonian jingle. Just like you're saying, Mishir Tzion, just like you're saying about Zion, not singing about Babel. Madua al Balbim's Lashon. Madua lot Hashiru al Babel. Hashir Shaitim Sharim al Yerushalayim. Wow. What a. The enemies were taunting us. As if Babel can replace Yerushalayim. And the Jewish people answer in Pasuk Dalet. Ech nashir et shir Adonai al admat nechar. How could we sing the song of God on foreign land? Malbim. Ech nashir et shir Hashem al admat nechar. Hagam shenukal lashir lachem shir atzlacha gashmit shenu shanim b'tzion. It's true. We could sing the same songs that represented the physical success of Jerusalem. We can sing those songs in Babel because we have physical success here. So it's true, we can change the word Jerusalem and put Babel. If you want us to sing the the songs of the physical success. Avashir Hashem. But the songs that talk about the godliness. Shira Kodesh Yerushalim B'Tzion HaShekhinat Hashem, about the Shekhinah, HaLufad Ruach HaKodesh, and the prophecy in Ruach HaKodesh, and the Torah, and the Avodah, and the Nisim. Ech Nashir Manechar. It's not here. Unbelievable Malbim on this here. Ech Nashir Itshir Hashem. We can sing songs in Bavel. You know, you want us to sing, what's the songs that the Goyim sing? The song talking about the, I've been working on the railroad. Remember that song? That's a song, a guy working on the railroad. Okay, so you want us to sing songs that talk about the physical attributes of the country. This land is my land, this land is your land. All those type, but we can sing. But you want us to sing spiritual songs? How can we sing spiritual songs? What can we say? There's no spiritual. It's Bavel, Mafi Ruach HaKodesh, Mafi Nevuah, Mafi anything. So Ech Nashir Et Shir Hashem Alat Matnecha. Shir we can sing, but not Shir Hashem. Im Ishkachek Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini. Oh. What does that mean? If I forget Jerusalem, I should forget my right hand. Yamlitz, it's a mashal, the Malbim says. The right hand is used for all his needs, it's prepared. Jerusalem is always at the forefront of all of our thoughts and our actions. Just like you can't forget your right hand, you can't forget Yerushalayim. Back lishoni lihiki, im lo eskerechi, im lo alet Yerushalayim al ros simchati. Break the glass, mazal tov, and I pronounce you man and wife. Tidbak lishoni lihiki, which means my tongue should get stuck to its palate. If I don't remember you, I shouldn't have the ability to talk then. If I don't go up to Yerushalayim, al ros simchati, on the height of my happiness, which means et zichron evel chumana ale laskiro berosh kol simchati. What's rosh kol simchati? My wedding. You see, if I won't mention Yerushalayim, ros simchati, even at ros simchati, on my happiest days. If I don't mention Jerusalem, tidbak mishoni lehikim, my tongue should get stuck to the palate. That's why we mentioned Yerushalayim at the wedding. I want us to fulfill this pasuk of Yaros Simchati. Malbim, shekod devuri hubach. My whole conversation is about Jerusalem. Vim lo adaber mezichronech. If I don't speak about your memories, eye keilem asher zorakat dabka. לא למד בית שאני גולה וסולה, כי גם אם לא עלי שם לא שמחתי, גם אם אשמח בסת עולם, even if I have הצלחה in this world, תהיה ירושלים עולה עליהם, Jerusalem is above all of it. עד שכל שמחה, any שמחה that I have, תהפך לעוצב. It becomes saddened. Why? Because I remember Jerusalem of the חורבן. No שמחה can be complete because of the חורבן of ירושלים. So you can really question our practices at the weddings. Break the glass. Hey, Mazel Tov! He just broke the glass. He just said, the Hurban. Maybe there should be maybe we should do the Imishkachech a little earlier. No, before the Birkat Kohanim, do that. So nobody does his Mazel Tov. But we're not going to change the whole wedding ceremony because we have a question. Or we make an announcement. Rabotai, please do not say Mazal Tov after the Hatam breaks the Kala. Please wait 5 seconds, ponder, and then say Mazal Tov. It'll never work. It'll never work. Aros Simchati, boom, Mazal Tov. The Harbanim of the Mikdash. Unless we explain it. Unless we explain it. Unless you explain it. A unless she explained that. When Rabbi Akiva walked by the Beit HaMikdash and he saw the destruction, it says he left. So forget about our custom to say Mazal Tov. What are we going to do with Rabbi Akiva? He left. And they told him, what are you laughing about? He said, Baruch Hashem, everything came true. The prophet said that this is going to happen. There are going to be foxes walking in the place of the Holy of Holies. So rest assured, if all the bad prophecies came true, all the good prophecies are going to come true also. You see, even the one detail was not missed. Because Baruch Hashem is an indication that all the good is going to happen. So therefore, when we remember the destruction of Jerusalem, we say, Mazal Tov, Baruch Hashem, Shabbat Shemo. Now it's Ramatam Mekala. But Mazal Tov, that if the destruction happened the way it is with all its details, that's a sign that what? The rebuilding is going to happen as well. Now go explain to the whole congregation that's the Kavanah when they say Mazal Tov. They're talking to the Hatam Mekala. Explanation could be like this. It says that when Hatam Mekala get married, it's a tremendous arousement in heaven that when God sees a young couple now building a house, so Borei Olam says, I also want to build my house. It arouses Borei Olam to build the Beit HaMikdash. Anytime we do a pi'ula lemata, it's me'orer a pi'ula lema'la. It doesn't start from above, below. It starts from the bottom up. It has to start from earth. So we me'orer a midah, and then that midah happens in heaven. So how do you get God to build the Beit HaMikdash? So therefore you have to build first. Understand? So when Borei Olam says, well, look at this, they're building a house. They're building a house with a kiddushah to bring the Shekhinah in it. Borei Olam says, I also want to build my house to bring the Shekhinah back. So every wedding is a tremendous moment in order to build the house of God. So therefore, Hasbun Shalom, divorce. You're right, but we don't want to talk about divorce today, Benny. We want to talk about marriages. We want to talk about marriage. So therefore, we break the glass, which remembers the Churban Beit HaMikdash. But at that point over there, what do we say? Mazal Tov! Terechatam Bekala! Because by this marriage over here, that already is the beginning of the reconstruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So the Mazal Tov Terechatam Bekala is already, but we broke the then we get married. He holds the Kala's hand after that. You're married. Mazal Tov! It's a good siman. It's a good sign that Hashem now will rebuild. So we can justify the Mazal Tov right after the breaking of the glass. We don't have to change. We don't have to change any of the minhagim. Pasuk Zayin. Zechor Adonai Levne Edom. At Yom Yerushalayim. I say, see, Yom Yerushalayim is in the Siddur, it's in the Tehillim book. HaOmerim Aru Aru Adai Sodba. What is this saying? Balbin. Zichor Hashem, remember God. Rotzul Omar, Ki Ani Zocher Tamid Yerushalayim. I remember Yerushalayim Umetabel. Koshiken Sha'ata Hashem Yeshachal Eskol Bnei Edom Et Yom Chorban Yerushalayim. We remember Yerushalayim, God. You remember Bavel, who destroyed it. Zichor Hashem Bnei Edom, to the Edom's people. That what? Et Yom Yerushalayim, what they did on that day in Yerushalayim. HaOmerim, that they said, Aru, Aru, that destroy it, Ad HaYisod, until its foundations. They wanted to destroy Yerushalayim. You understand what is being said over here, Rabotai? They said, destroy the walls of Jerusalem until we see its foundations. Yom Yerushalayim means Yom Hurban Yerushalayim. That's what the Radak says. We'll remember Jerusalem, God. You remember the enemies that destroyed Jerusalem. Bat Bavela Sheduda. Ashreshi Yishalem Lach. Et Gimolek Shegamat Lanu. Bat Bavel. Bat Bavel, but Bavel was already captured, the Malbim says. Kodesh, my Kodesh, my Cyrus. So it says, Bat Bavel is Shiduda, which means already Bavel is Shiduda. They were captured. Ashreshi Yishalem lo levada ma'aseh shel ha'churban. Not only should you get punished for what you did at the Churban, but at Gimulek Shigamatlanu. Shema she'asitanu haya al yedei gemul v'tpa'alut sin'a u'mastema. Which means you did it with such hatred and such vengeance. The punishment should come with the same vengeance. It should come with the same way. Not you should get punished. It should come in the same hatred and the same animosity. What's the Beit HaMikdash? The Churban Beit HaMikdash. The Churban Beit HaMikdash. Bavel destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. What are the Churban? Ashre she yochez v'nipes et olalayich el asala. Get a call. Get Gary a coffee. Put some water on his eyes. What does he want from us? David wrote Tehillim. Yes, this is David.
I understand, but he wrote it before.
Okay, so it's prophesied. So you want to talk it out? We'll talk it out. He wrote it before. He was a prophecy. He saw what's going to happen. Ashre she yochez v'nipes et olalayich el asala. What does that mean? Malbim. Kemo shekatuv v'chrati lebabel shem mush'er. וזה נתקיים אז בשנה שריה שעלה קורש עליה שנית וחריבה לגמרי והרג כל העם הנמצא בה. אז קורש came into Babel and he killed them all. זה אשרי שיוחז וניפץ את עוללי כל הסלע. Fortunate is the one that took your children and banged them into the rocks. כנראה that's how they tortured them. And the Radak says, "Al derech achzariyut kemo shayu hem achzirim al Yisrael." Midah kereg midah. What do you think? They didn't do it to us.
Of course,
they did. The Nebuzar Adan killed a million children. So that's the pshat of this chapter over here. Now we have to do the chida, Chumat Anach. We like to see his commentary. Sham yashavnu gam bachinu. אפשר שיהיה לנו שמחה, גם בכינו והיינו, שראינו ששכינה עמנו כמו שהמוזב, והיה לנו שמחת מיד יש מקווה ישראל, ועל השמחה עצמה מצד האחר היה בחייה על שר השכינה, של שלום, שם ישב גם בכל השם תיבות, יסגב, לשם מסכב לנו בזוכרנו את ציון. אוקיי, okay, זה נאי סלם בזו ויהיה. שם ישבנו גם בכינו, וזה לשם תיבות, יסגב. God protects us. When does God protect us? בזוכרנו את ציון. By remembering Sion, already that's a sigula for protection. Wow. A little further. That's it. That's the main. Then you have the next inyan on this chapter. Just one point on the chapter. Al narot bavel, sham yashavnu, gam bachinu. Mazeh gam bachinu. It sounds like somebody else was crying. Say, al narot bavel, sham yashavnu, bachinu. Again, according to the way we learned from the Malbim, it's very good. That al narot, even though we were sitting by the waters of Babel, which was fertile land, and we had parnasa and all that, And therefore, there was no reason for us to be sad. But gam bachinu, you know why we still cried? Remember the kedushav tzion that we lost. That's the malbim. But there's another explanation according to the mekubalim. They say that there's something that's called mayim bochim. The waters cry. The waters cry. If you ever go to the water and you stick your ear close to the water, you'll hear them crying. Mayim bochim. Why are they crying? Because originally the waters were in the heavens. There was what's called mayim elyonim. All the waters were in the heavens. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came on a certain day of creation and he split the waters with the Shamayim. Shamayim or Otiyot Shamayim. Over there is water. So the water is on the above and then there's water below. So the water that was above, they were happy. Baruch Hashem, they keep their first class seat. The waters that were below, they said, we got sketched. We were in Shamayim and now we got downgraded all the way to earth. Oh, Hazak Baruch, Rabbi Binyamin. So Bari Olam gave an appeasement to the waters. Mm-hmm. And said, don't worry, you're gonna go on the Mizbeah. How? Al-Kor Korban Echad Takliv Melach. On every Korban you have to put Melach. Where do they get the Melach from? From the waters. So therefore, they took the salt, they put them as beya, and they did nisuch ha-mayim. So the mayim had its appeasement. The salt and the water got on the mizbeya. They ended up going back up. The water was happy. What happened after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash? So now the water started crying again. So the pasuk says, Al narod bavel, sham yashamnu gam bachin. We were crying with the waters. That just like the waters were crying because they lost their status, nice. So we were crying as well. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, what do they cry? They cry, Anan ba'inan limeheve kame malka. Anan ba'inan, we want to be close to heaven. And the Pasuk says, they don't want to be up to that. They're crying, Anan ba'inan limeheve kame malka. We want to be close to Hashem. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Beshog galav atat teshabbechem." Beshog galav is referring to the waves. What is a wave? A wave is the water trying to go back to the Shamayim. And then what does Borei Olam tell the wave? Not yet. Go back down. And it comes back down. And then the wave comes along and says, "Anan ba'inan lemevim kamim malka." And Borei Olam says, "Not yet." And it comes down again. It doesn't stop all day long, Bishogalav, because it wants to continue to rise up. Now go as the surfers, if that's what they see in a wave. When they take their surfboards out and they go surfing on the waves in Hawaii, ask them if they hear that Anan Ba'inan Mevekame Malka, that they have such a desire. And they don't stop. The wave comes down, so we're going back up again. So it's a sign of. So we have to learn that when you see a wave. If the wave wants to get close to Hashem, so certainly we have to have the same, we shouldn't be worse. So therefore, when they got to the Naharot Babel, they saw the waves going up, and they saw the waves crying, they heard that, that Lashon, Anan Ba'inan Lameve Kamim Malkam, we want to be next to Hashem. So they cried also, they said, we lost that in the winter destruction. Yeah, we have Panasa, we have good things in Babel, we have all the pleasures. Like the Malbim says, Allah Ravim Betocha. We have arevut in Bavir. We have sweet things in but that's not why we're crying. We still hung up our instruments. Why? Because we lost the ruhaniyut. That cannot be replaced. So that's another yet interpretation in the pasuk. Just to answer Gary's original question, if you look at Likutei Shas, on page 1206, three lines from the bottom. Al Narod Bavel, Amar Yehuda Marav, Mai Dichtiv, Al Narod Bavel, Shem Yashamnu Gam Bachinu, Bezocher Tziyon Melamed, Shirao HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, Chorban Bayit Rishon, VeChorban Bayit Sheni. So Gemara says he saw it. He had a prophecy. That's why he was able to write it. Okay, so that now why did this chapter make it to the Tikkun HaKlali? Unless you say that at the end of the chapter it says, "Ashrei sheyochez v'nipetzet olalaich el asala." There's someone over there, the children that were murdered by the rock. There can be a remez to the zera that was wasted on the rocks. And therefore the pasuk is saying, the Borei Olam should take the that olalaich, those small children, alasa that was wasted, that did not get fertilized, so to speak. So there's a remez to that, that fortune is the one that will take that olalaich and make the tikkun. That just could be a remez. You see, children are clearly mentioned in this chapter. Okay, so that, Baruch Hashem, is the ninth of the tikkun.